Our guest at the cafe this morning is Associate Professor of Counseling at 8AM Commerce, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Jean-Marc Dempsey. How are you?
Very well. A long time since you and I sat down to talk.
Well, we have to do a better job about
that. That's right. That's absolutely correct, and I won't let that happen again. So, happened to see you, and as usual, you're coming off of some jaunt, and you've been to the country of Romania?
Yes, was invited over to Romania by a good friend of mine. Dr. Tim Letzring, the Dean of the College of Education, Dr. Zaidi Mozane, who is the department head of counseling. The two of them went with me over there. We went to talk about drug intervention, drug prevention, treatment there in an area called Timișoara, which is probably about maybe 6 hours south of Bucharest, which is the capital of Romania.
Why Romania?
As you know, Jean-Marc, Romania in of itself is part of the Eastern Bloc there in Europe. Problems with alcohol, in particular vodka, because of its close proximity there to Russia. These young people still have major problems with nicotine products and so forth, and was invited to come over and talk about the drug trends that are going on in the United States with our synthetic drugs and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Romania is a democracy?
That is correct.
Of course, they were at one time. Were they part of the Soviet Union, or are they just heavily under the command of the...
Heavily under the command. We had a chance to go to there in Timișoara Square, where actually the uprising actually started. I had a chance to go there, and you can still see some of the 35, 45, 50 caliber bullet holes in buildings and doors and so forth.
This was Ceausescu was the strong man who was overthrown. Now, that was kind of the beginning of the downfall of
the Soviet Union.
Yeah, yeah. So you're looking at their drug rehabilitation systems that they have there.
That's great. But more importantly, Jean-Marc, it's an opportunity for A&M Commerce to plant its flag in Eastern Europe. It's part of our global initiative, our global outreach. It's a wonderful opportunity that we're providing for students to become global citizens because, you know, the world is much larger than perhaps we'd like to give it credit for. So this is just great for our university, and to know that A&M Commerce can have its footprint and its flag planted there in Eastern Europe, which is absolutely phenomenal for us.
And you'd be hoping then, the university would be hoping that Romanian students might be coming back here at some point.
Dr. Tim Letzring and Dr. Zaidi Mozane, who are the administrators that went along, we met with government officials, met with university officials. All of those things are in the works, but as you know, we have to get our MOUs, memorandums of understanding, memorandums of agreements all in place. The administrators are taking care of those things. But yes, it's going to be wonderful for our students to go there and also have their students to come here.
Okay. We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Now, back to the drug rehabilitation, drug abuse issue. You've been to Mexico a lot, and obviously you're very familiar with the United States. So how would you compare the problems in Romania to what we see here and then also what you have seen in Mexico?
One of the things that we're not seeing there in Eastern Europe is some of the synthetic drugs that we're dealing with here. Your K2, your K5, your bath salts, and so forth. They'll continue to use the traditional or conventional cigarettes. Major, major issue. Lots of young people are engaged in smoking cigarettes. Marijuana is very prevalent over there. Cocaine to some degree, but it's really your nicotine, your alcohol, and your marijuana use.
Mm-hmm. Are there some things we could learn from them as far as drug rehabilitation is concerned?
I think for the most part, one of the things that you will find there in Eastern Europe is that for the most part, if Jean-Marc were to get involved in illegal drugs and he's sent to prison and they send you there for 3 years, you're going to stay there for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So we had a chance to go to one of the prisons to talk to the young people, and they basically were saying that they're there, they're learning from their mistakes and so forth.
Now, you've said that about Mexico also.
Yes.
So is the hard line the better way to go in your view, or we're somewhat more tolerant here, I suppose?
I think for the most part, what we have here in the States is if a person were to get incarcerated for drugs, alcohol, or whatever the use might be, at least we have some type of treatment, some type of plan in place that's going on. There in both Mexico and what I've seen there in Romania and even in Costa Rica for that matter, we don't have a lot of programs in place to help these individuals to transition out of prison back into the main life so that they won't get addicted to these drugs again.
Yeah. So Now, the Red Ribbon Week is coming up, and actually, it's red. It's, I guess October is Red Ribbon Month.
That's correct.
So, and, and so this is here in Texas and in Northeast Texas. You're going to be talking to students all over.
Going to several school districts throughout the Northeast Texas area, Commerce, Greenville, Sulphur Springs, Paris, you name it. Just going there, telling these young people about the ill effects associated with using these illegal drugs. We're always about prevention, intervention, and treatment.
And do they listen to you, Lavelle, when you come and talk to them? And the younger that they are, do they listen to you better?
I think for the most part, if you recall when you were at that seventh or eighth grade level and you saw all of these videos with these individuals smoking, their lungs were blackened and so forth, these young people feel as though they're invincible, that, oh, it's not going to happen to me. However, it's always about prevention. We continue to educate. We continue to tell the message. But more importantly, it's about, I got to tell you, I got to tell you what I told you, and I got to tell you again. We never lose hope. We must continue to educate these young people.
What age kids do you talk to?
I go from pre-K over at Commerce Elementary School all the way up to the high school.
Yeah, so get it, but get them young.
Get them young. Start now.
Got to get that message out there early. Lavelle, thanks for having a cup of hot chocolate.
And John Mark, I promise you, it's great on a day like today.
Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, who is our course associate professor of counseling at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.